Good day and greetings. Welcome to In Tow with RV Pro. I'm your host, Tony Kindlespire. Our guest today is Bill Ingrassia, president of the RV Dealers Association. As we approach the end of 2023 and look ahead to a new year in 24, Bill will fill us in on the state of the dealers today, how they're feeling about things like inventory and the mood of the buyers. Just recently, he returned from Open House Week in Elkhart. What were people talking about? What kinds of different products are manufacturers coming out with post-pandemic, catering to a newer demographic of buyer? And speaking of the pandemic, how did it change how dealers do their business? He'll talk to us about these topics and also give us a preview of next month's RVDA Convention Expo. Bill Ingrassia, president of the RVDA. Thanks for joining us here on In Tow with RV Pro. And we want to welcome in today's guest. He's Phil Ingrassia, president of the RV Dealers Association. Phil, thank you so much for being on In Tow with RV Pro. It's great to have you back.
Happy to be here, Tony.
Now, things are a little more, shall we say, normal than the last time we spoke. It's been a crazy couple of years for the industry just as a whole. It's affected different parts of the industry in different ways. If you had to sort of put a paragraph together that described the state of affairs today, the state of affairs from the dealer's perspective, what would you say?
Right. Well, it's no secret we started the year with a lot of 2022 inventory on dealers' lots. Much more than normal to have a previous model year, you know, that prominent on dealers' lots. And certainly dealers have spent the spring and the summer getting through that inventory. And it appears, based on, several indicators, including outstanding floor plan dollars and things like that, that we're at the bottom of this cycle of having these older units on dealers' lots. That's not to say they're all gone, but we're in much better shape than we were even 6 weeks ago. And I do think that we are at the bottom of the cycle. You're seeing the RVIA shipment figures. The prognostication for shipments slightly improved next year. So dealers will reorder, albeit slowly, and we are getting into a more normal inventory situation, I would say, in the fourth quarter of 2023 and then headed into 2024.
And we won't spend a lot of time, we won't spend a lot of time looking in the rearview mirror here, but one of the things about the pandemic was it just turned everything on its head so quickly. Dealers had, what I was hearing from dealers is people weren't coming to shop on their lot. They were coming to find out what they had because they wanted to buy. They wanted to drive off that day with an RV. So you had all these pre-orders, and the poor manufacturers were just so backed up, like a year plus.
Right. Yeah. And so, what happened was kind of an unfortunate series of events where, the manufacturers did ramp up, started to produce a lot of 2022s. And then we kind of, in some respects, missed the bubble there because there were delays, parts delays on the motorhome side, chassis delays. And so while manufacturers were producing a lot, dealers were, seeing the erosion of that pandemic retail, starting in probably spring of 2022, and a bunch of stuff didn't come in until much later in the year. And so, it wasn't really anybody's fault. It was just the way things kind of went down with production and retail, production peaking while retail was starting to slow down.
And it happened so dramatically, and it happened so fast.
Yeah, it really did. I had dealers telling me in April of 2022 that, hey, the pandemic bubble is starting to deflate, and that some were very, very cautious throughout 2022, but the manufacturers were still producing, that's just kind of the situation we got into.
Billy Gracia is the president of the RV Dealers Association. What about you? You just returned recently from Open House. What was the mood there for dealers compared to last year? I'm suspecting, well, I don't know. You tell me. My gut instinct is that dealers were in kind of a better mood. They felt a little more comfortable about, okay, I'm going to take home some orders. Then maybe last year they were a little uncertain about that. Is that accurate or no?
Yeah, I think dealers are still cautiously optimistic. I do believe that dealers are going to be very circumspect about taking on a ton of new product right now. They're going to kind of ride it out. But certainly, again, the forecasting is showing between 20 and 24% increase in shipments for 2024. The best we can tell right now, it looks like retail is probably going to be flat between 2023 and 2024. But even with flat, dealers are going to have to restock because they did sell a lot of 2022s in 2023. So there'll be a restock, although we're not going to see pandemic levels of shipment or sales for the next several years. That is for sure.
What about a shift in product? I'm guessing this is maybe a minor adjustment rather than a dramatic shift. But certainly, first-time buyers, younger buyers, they were after different units than perhaps had been in the case 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. Have you seen, and your dealers that you talk to, a dramatic shift in what they order? And just to throw out an example, someone telling you, our Class A's just are not moving like they used to. We're taking on a lot more B's even, or Super C's. Are you hearing anything? Is there anything like that going on outside out there in the field?
Well, I think certainly the economic environment we're in right now, one of the things that was kind of echoing through Elkhart County during Open House was affordability. Mm. And, you take a combination of higher interest rates, uncertainty about various sectors of the economy, and that makes discretionary buyers a little nervous and hesitant to pull the trigger. So I think the manufacturers, in all sectors, that are in that entry level and mid level trailer market, were focusing on certain price points, certain levels for that payment buyer, they don't want to go over a certain monthly payment level. While interest rates are high, availability of credit is good. It just costs more to borrow because interest rates are higher. And so it's going to take some time for people to get kind of used to this new interest rate environment and make decisions based on that. But I do think, affordability, certainly the entry level and lighter weight products. The other thing that I noticed in Elkhart too is the continuation of this this buyer who's more ready to be out in the backcountry, if you will.
Yeah.
There's a lot of more kind of niche units that are aimed at that kind of rugged camper who's not afraid to, go down a dirt road. And camp in an RV versus, sleeping on the ground in a tent. So we're seeing that buyer. And of course the van camper market is one of the bright spots of the industry and continues to be. And also, I think what I came away with was some of the innovative products, both not only the RVs themselves, but some of the power systems that are going to be, that are already in RVs, but the improvements to onboard power systems, battery power systems versus traditional fuel powered generation. So the onboard power systems are going under a big change right now too.
And it's up to a dealer to keep abreast of that, is it not? They want to be, you're going to have people coming in off the street that have questions about solar and this amount of solar panels versus this amount, which for what I do, which would you recommend, Mr. Dealer? So they need to keep abreast of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Dealers and the sales folks, they need to understand, you know, the capability and the limitations of some of these new systems. You know, and I know some of the dealers go out themselves so they can really see and push these units, you know, how long can they run the air conditioner? Right. At what temperature outside? So they're a lot of dealers are going out there and actively doing it, you know, and for good and for bad, there's also influencers out there in social media doing the same thing. So it doesn't take very long for a customer doing a YouTube video search to see how these systems work in the field. And it's not just the units themselves, Tony, it's also the tow vehicles. We're trying to push out information as we get it on, you know, real world towing capacity of Ford Lightning pickups, the new Rivian pickups, the Silverado electric that's coming down. You know, these are showing up and will continue to show up on dealer lots, and people are going to have a lot of questions. What can I tow with this? You know, just use an example, this Ford Lightning. And so dealers are going to have the answer to that. And at RVDA through, you know, our various communication methods, we're trying to push the information out and not just, you know, the PR spin of what maybe the truck companies are putting out, but also, you know, what is it in the real world when you're towing something, it's 45 degrees and it weighs this much, what's the real range on that unit? And so, you know, those are all things that are coming down the pike, if they're not already here, that dealers are going to have to educate themselves on.
Bill Ingrassi is president of the RV Dealers Association. And I know I've spoken with some people who are on the supplier side of the, say, the EV market, for example. And they're actually putting a ton of effort, resources, manpower into education, into going to dealerships so that they can, again, for example, talk fluently about this EV system and how it works. And I'm suspecting that manufacturers are doing much of the same thing when it comes to some of these maybe smaller, more nimble units that are really designed never to see a campground.
Right. And I think as you went across Elkhart County and went to the different manufacturer displays, you saw some of that in action. And, you know, Thor, for one, had their innovation tent, and they had not only their prototype chassis, but also, you know, some back end stuff that will help the dealer navigate some of the new waters that are out there, you know, not only with the EV systems, but, you know, improvements in how dealers can, you know, find out what parts are going into the unit. And as well, you know, at the we're getting ready for our convention in November in Las Vegas, and we've got a lot of vendor training talking about some of these issues as well. And how dealers can educate themselves and their folks who are going to have to, you know, be almost experts in some of this, you know, some of this new power generation, as well as, you know, the limitations and the opportunities are there. I mean, there's pros and cons of these systems, for sure. They're, you know, they're on the plus side, they're a lot quieter. You can do, you know, you don't necessarily need shore power, so you can go out in a more remote area. But also, you have to understand, you know, how long it needs to be charged and how different camping conditions are going to impact the use of those products.
What about things like, keeping the parts departments filled. I know way back a couple years ago, you were hearing of units that, well, it's ready to go, except it doesn't have the AC unit. We're waiting on that. It's on a boat somewhere on the way over here. Is that stuff still happening, or is it easy for dealers to keep their parts inventory stocked?
Well, I think one of the things that we've been, you know, working on through our repair event cycle time initiative with RVIA and Gary Enyart, who was formerly with Cummins Onan, who's a consultant to the industry on this now, is that more and more manufacturers are putting out like top 50 or top 100 parts lists for dealers to stock. And, you know, why is that important? Well, if you know the parts that dealers are going to typically need, if they're already in stock, dealers can get that customer out on the road much quicker. The repair event cycle time is shorter, which, you know, it isn't rocket science to figure that out. But if you don't have that top 100 or top 50 list from your manufacturer, how do you know what to stock? So I think it's really important that the industry continue that. Certainly the RVIA and RVDA boards feel that way. The repair event cycle time project is embedded into their, in both organizations' strategic plans now. And Gary has been on the road, not only at Open House, but at the Florida RV Trade Association meeting. And he's later in October, there'll be the dealers will be meeting in Oklahoma, and he'll be there talking about some of these issues. And he's meeting in Elkhart and elsewhere with the manufacturers to, encourage some of the best practices in this parts area, because it's so critical for their overall customer service experience to keep, get these people on the road and reduce the backup times on that customers are experiencing when they're trying to get their units fixed.
Maybe this is sort of parallel to that. This, I'm not really referring right now to something that's going to keep a coach off the road, but I remember when it was crunch time for the manufacturers, for the dealers. And one thing that kept coming up of people I talked to was, reducing the number of SKUs. If you have cabinetry, and this is tough because it's such a competitive business, and you're trying everything you can to set your unit apart from that unit. At the same time, though, when you've got these manufacturers trying to scramble to keep up with having 25 different kinds of drawer handles to send out, it just sort of puts a whole log on the system. I wonder if that has changed in the past couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the manufacturers, the suppliers are trying to, work together to improve the entire, the entire supply chain issue. And there are initiatives in place to get parts, the right parts at the right time to folks. And certainly there were supply chain issues during the pandemic, no doubt about it. But those are pretty much, I think, solved now. It's not perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Somebody told me that this is a marathon, not a race. It's not going to be done, right? So it's an area of constant improvement that the entire industry needs to focus on. And because, everybody's got a piece of the repair event cycle time, right? The dealers have to have trained technicians. They need to have good service writers and advisors and service managers who know how to communicate with customers and keep them in the loop. You've got to have good parts people and for customer pay work and also warranty work with warranty administrators on the dealer side. And then you've got all the back end people at the manufacturers and suppliers who have to deal with the dealer customers there. And they've got to have good parts identification systems. that's a huge issue. And you talk about the number of parts numbers or SKUs. You know, it does, it's not just that. It's also, you know, people are calling the same part different names. There's a SureFlow water pump that Gary uses as an example that might be called several different names depending on who the manufacturer is or who the distributor is.
Oh, geez. And it's and the so same thing.
So you might have the part in stock, but because it's called something different, you may not know it. And so that's that the part's name. It's Gary's got a subgroup task force called the parts naming convention. So it goes beyond parts numbers. It's also the names of these parts that are problematical. And I do think that you know, across, you know, if we could even, I know the manufacturers across the divisions are trying to reduce the number of parts SKUs or parts numbers. And, you know, that will have a great impact on what goes on. Because it, you know, somebody told me once about how many parts make up a typical travel trailer. I can't remember the number, but I mean, you can imagine how many parts are in there, but we don't need to compound it by giving them the same part, a bunch of different numbers or a bunch of different names, which, you know, exponentially increases the confusion level on the service side. Whether it's the manufacturer, supplier, distributor trying to fulfill that part, or the parts manager or service manager trying to order it. We just need to simplify the whole system.
Let's call a handle a handle and a knob a knob. How about that? Billy right. Grassi is president of the RVDA, the RV Dealers Association. And Bill, let's talk about Paris, Bill. Paris in the spring. Well, actually, Paris in November, and it's not that Paris. It's the Paris in Las Vegas, where you guys are having your big shindig next month. November 6th to 10th, the annual convention expo.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we're excited to be at Paris, Las Vegas. You know, we're sold out of expo space, but we are offering some non-exhibiting companies the opportunity to be sponsors. Of course, for dealers, the education track is kind of the centerpiece of the event. There's workshops for dealer GM, sales, fixed operations, which we were just talking about, F&I, and digital marketing. And then we have the Vendor Plus sessions that cover everything from dealer management software to improving repair event cycle time. And these are where the vendors can work with their new and existing company, their new and existing dealers, to really do a deep dive in whatever service or product they're offering. You know, we've got some really great, you know, workshops. On the sales side, there's a lot on digital marketing, on fixed operation. We're talking about, you know, how to do service more profitably, and also, you know, providing customers with additional opportunities to buy parts in the service drive. We've got some of the DMS providers talking about their new repair event cycle time reporting capabilities, where dealers can look to see, you know, how are we doing month to month on getting customers taken care of, and you know, how many days out are we on certain jobs. So that's, you know, incredibly valuable. You know, and I do think there's a certain amount of getting back to basics in the sales department, and working on, you know, not only customer follow-up, but customer referrals, you know, working in the digital marketing area about what are people responding to and how to manage those leads as they come in. And then, you know, on the dealer GM side, there's a lot of talk about, you know, as sales soften, new sales are softening, what other profit centers are there, as well as how do we manage our cash flow in a time where, you know, we're not necessarily hitting the same benchmarks that we did back in, back in 2022 and 2021. So what are the best practices as far as managing your cash flow, looking at your benchmarks? So not only is John Spader doing a workshop that kind of talks about some of that stuff, but also we have Moss Adams, which is a well-known dealer consultant, talking about cash flow issues too. So, you know, the Convention Expo Committee, which is made up of, you know, dealers, suppliers, and the staff, you know, we understand what the market's like now, what are top button issues for dealers. And I think the whole schedule is now at rvda.org. People can take a look and really do a deep dive and see what they want to attend. And I think they'll be pleased with the lineup because it is a different market than it was just a year ago. And certainly we're trying to respond to that with the education that's available.
Well, and it's impressive. We run the announcements that your staff puts out all the time about who's giving what workshop. The faculty, if you will, the instructors that you get, just the cream of the crop in those particular subgenres that they work in every day.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's an amazing lineup of speakers. You know, the convention committee works really hard to vet all those. And it takes a real team effort to put that together. And we appreciate all our speakers that are coming in for this event. You know, if people want to register, they can still register at rvda.org. And there's also hotel information there as well for not only Paris, Las Vegas, but the Horseshoe, which is formerly Bally's. And both properties will be different than they were in 2021 when we were still kind of in the midst of COVID and some of the stuff was shut down. A lot of new restaurants in that convention area at Paris. The Horseshoe has some new a new sports bar there, very close to the convention area, and a lot of new stuff. I think people will really enjoy the experience at Paris and at Horseshoe this year.
Very nice. That's November 6th to 10th. And again, rvda.org is the organization's website. That's where you can find out how to register. Too late to be a vendor there, but you can sponsor it if you'd like to, if you're a company you'd like to sponsor it. Or if you just want to attend, you still have time to do that. I would suspect it's a good idea for dealers to sort of get out that schedule as soon as they can, get the staff together that's going to be going, and then divide and conquer, as they say, because there's a lot to see and do.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better myself. And, you know, if the dealer wants to attend some of the Partners in Progress meetings, you know, they might be missing something that they want to see in the sales or dealer GM track. So it's a good idea to bring a couple people besides the dealer principal if you can find a way to do that. I do think it's a good investment. I mean, we were talking about the quality of the speakers, if you thought about if you brought in all these people to your dealership to do some consulting, how much that would cost, it would be unbelievable. So, you know, we really do try to make it a real value add proposition for the dealers that attend, and they'll come away with you know, money saving tips, money making tips, and just ways to make their operations more efficient and more profitable.
And Las Vegas isn't a bad place to have something like that.
No, we have some fun there too, you know.
Thank you, Phil. Always great to talk to you, and best of luck. Have a great convention next month.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
And one more time, a sincere thank you to our guest today, Bill Ingrassia, president of the RV Dealers Association. That's rvda.org. You can catch new episodes of In Tow with RV Pro the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Please shoot me an email so I don't forget. You'll find us on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and of course our home base, rv-pro.com. I'm your host, Tony Kindlespire. Thanks for listening, everyone, and happy trails to you.